What in your background led you to want to be on a hospital board?
My background actually is in nursing. I'm a nursing graduate from Queen's University in 1979, and I initially worked in a hospital in Toronto in pediatrics, but majority of my career has been in community. And so I've done public health nursing, I've done VON, I've worked at some of the community health centers. And in those positions, increasingly in a senior capacity. My final 15 years of work was as executive director of Western Ottawa Community Resource Center, which is a health and social service agency that serves the west end of Ottawa. One of the wonderful things of the career that I've had is that these roles that I've taken have allowed me to become involved with and work with a whole variety of partners and have exposure to different groups, different ways of thinking. And at the end of my career at Western Ottawa Community Resource Center, one of the really important partners that I worked with was the senior staff at Armpra Regional Health. And so when there was an opportunity to then experience and give back and participate on the board, I quickly accepted it. And now I've accepted the opportunity to chair the board.
Well, how much of a transition from getting on the board to stepping into the role of chair was there?
There's a fair transition. The chair, as the leadership for the board, has a very, very significant role, and a very significant role working really closely with the CEO and the chief of staff at ARH. I'm really fortunate that Barb Darlow, who has been the board chair for the last 6 years, is on the board for one more year and very much there as a mentor and a support to me as I make the transition.
What do you see as one of the biggest challenges in making that transition?
There's a lot of ambiguousness right now in healthcare. There's all of the impact of COVID and now the recovery. And we're working in a time of changing government policies that are looking at things like Ontario Health Teams and what that's going to look like. The organization is actively right now in the process of recruiting for a new CEO. Eric Hanna, the CEO that's been there for 15 years, has decided that he's retiring. And then the other piece is we're at the tail end of an expansion for the new Grove Long-Term Care Facility, and we'll be opening that in September. So I think the challenge is that there is lots happening and lots evolving, and wanting to be able to provide leadership that doesn't slow things down, that keeps the pace moving, and that we achieve these opportunities that will, in fact, mean that we serve the community even better.
Is it important for women to take leadership roles, and what advice would you have for women just starting out in that aspiration?
Absolutely. I'm a big advocate that women should step up and take on the leadership roles. I think that the advice that I would provide is encouraging young women starting out their career to stay open to opportunities and accept opportunities that maybe challenge them, and sometimes take some risks in doing that. I think you often learn by doing, and that chance to take on new challenges is a really good way to build your career and to learn as you go. Another piece of advice is sometimes you will take a turn that isn't the right turn for you, and there's still learning that you can do from that. So take that learning, but don't stay stuck there. Move on to something that suits you better. And then probably the last one is to really understand your values and make sure that you find work where it fits and where you can be passionate.
Kathy, what accomplishment are you most proud of?
Oh my goodness, I've had such an amazing career, and where do I start? But I think right now, I'm just really proud to have this opportunity to serve as board chair. I have the confidence of the board to stand behind my leadership. I have the opportunity right now to work with a very, very strong team, and that's both the staff and the board team, and really make a difference making sure the health needs of the Armpra community are met.
It's been a very great pleasure to chat with you.
Super. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you again for this opportunity.